says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks. Here we are on August 22nd, 2019. I'm James Kelso. The name of the show is The Trump Phenomenon. You're welcome to participate. I love when you folks call in. I love the calls yesterday, including, if you were with us yesterday, that last call where our caller, Frank in North Carolina, got a little bit animated towards your host. And I'm going to start my show. I said last night, I said, Frank, let's continue this discussion right here where we left off. And so if that's exactly what I'm going to do. Let me see if there's any other housekeeping to do here. You've got the date, the name of the show, the call-in number. Did I give it to you? 800-313-9443. And another great day in the Trump era, caused by the Trump phenomenon, the phenomenal man that he is. And that was the topic. Let's dive right in here. Let's not be shy. Let's dive right in. Frank thought I ought to be removed from the radio. Frank said I was a Judas goat, traitor. And I thanked him for finally saying what he, you know, I like people that say what they mean and mean what they say. And you'll see me doing that when people call in. I'll kind of cut them short a little bit and I'll say, wait a minute. I'm not trying to interrupt you. I just want to kind of get to the heart of the matter here. And I'll ask him a question like, well, do you actually like Donald Trump? Or do you hate Donald Trump? Or what do you think about Hitler? I'll ask him questions like that because that, like if I'm getting a call from a Hitler man, there are Hitler folks out there. And now some of you say, Kelso, would you please stop talking about Hitler? Nobody's interested in Hitler. Nobody that I know, you might say to yourself, ever talks about Hitler. Well, God bless you. and you are fortunate. And that's true for most people. This is a weird subject. Very few people are interested in Hitler. Very few patriots are interested in Hitler. But the reason I talk about it is that there is a really, and this is one of the points I want to communicate to the population, there is a really very tiny group of people who for whom Hitler is a hero. And why is that important? I mean, you know, why are those people any more important than people that, whatever, have some weird hobby? They're more important for this reason. Even though their numbers are incredibly small, and I'm quite an expert on the question, I have authority to tell you the numbers are small because I tabulated those numbers. I was actually in a position where that I was logging that question. I'm an authority on those numbers. It's an incredibly small audience. The left has used that group. The left has used that group for 75 years and really intensively for the last 50 years to accomplish a central goal of the left, which is to make white resistance futile. Say it more plainly. To stop white people from organizing. Because if normal white people, like the people you talk with and associate all the time, were not interested in Hitler at all. In fact, they hate Hitler. When they hear through the left-wing media that if you are organizing among white people, that you're a Hitler man or a Hitler woman, they run away from it. They don't want anything to do with it. And quite rightly so, it's a natural instinct. Their fathers, their grandfathers, or for the younger ones, their great-grandfathers fought. Many of them died to stop Hitler. In fact, I'll throw this one out to Frank in North Carolina. I don't know what age you are, Frank, but I will bet a dollar to a donut. No, I'll bet a bigger bet than that. Okay, that your dad, if you're my age, fought Hitler. If you're younger than I am, your grandfather, both of your grandfathers, I will guarantee it, fought Hitler. And if they were in North Carolina, I can double guarantee it. And you may have great grandfathers also. Also, your uncles, even some of your grandmothers, and so on, you know, might have been in the waves or the military. But all of our ancestors fought Hitler. They all did. You could take all of the people in America from 1941 to 1945 who were pro-Hitler, and they could all have a meeting. I talked about that middle school gym yesterday. They could all meet in a middle school gym, all of the pro-Hitler people in America from 41 to 45. So it's still that way. It's still an incredibly tiny group. But here's the catch. The people who control the media, the left-wingers, they put a huge magnifying glass on that. They put a huge, like if you ever looked at an amoeba through a telescope, microscope is easier. Turn it around and look at it that way. It looks big. It looks very big, but it's really, really tiny. And that's exactly what the American National Socialist movement is. It's very, very tiny. And again, I tell you, I'm an authority on this question. I'm painfully so, embarrassingly so. So my point is this, that, if Frank calls back in, let me see if he's on the line here, because I want to ask Frank what he thinks of Hitler. I want to ask him. No, he's not on there yet. But that's a question I would have naturally gotten to last night. What do you think of Frank? What do you think of Hitler? And my bet would be he's enthusiastic about Hitler. And if I'm wrong, Frank, pardon me, and I apologize. But that's my experience over and over again, is that people who, well, now let me talk about Kelso and my enthusiasm for Trump. Specifically, what really bothered Frank last night was my enthusiasm for Trump's enthusiasm about Israel and his tremendous Jewish support. And the fact that he's not anti-Semitic, he's not a racist. Trump is neither of those things. And that's one reason he was elected president. It's one reason he's a success where, and now I won't speak specifically of Frank because I don't know what his participation in this is, but the people in America who are part of things like the various National Socialist groups, whose numbers are in the low hundreds, have been, I mean, it's the biggest, it's a huge flop. It's a total failure. It's a political failure. And it has been ever since it was started by George Lincoln Rockwell and others back in the 1960s and earlier in the 1950s by somebody I knew pretty well. It will only continue to be that way. So my enthusiasm for Trump, this bothered Frank. That, you know, if you can't support Trump, and he specifically mentioned, well, you got to go with David Duke. Well, I ran David Duke's office for years. I kind of know the story. I kind of know what I'm talking about. And so part of this was another question I was going to ask Frank after the Hitler question. Name me a white nationalist leader who has roundly denounced Adolf Hitler. Name me one, and I will send my $100, bill to anybody. And this challenge goes, this is a Kelso challenge to anybody out there. Name me a prominent white nationalist leader who has said that Adolf Hitler was a monster. Not, you know, quibbled with, well, he shouldn't have tried to hold Stalingrad, or he shouldn't have, he should have continued on to Moscow, or he should have befriended the Ukrainians. Oh, you hear that kind of nonsense all the time. No, that's not a critique of Hitler. I mean, that's a critique. That's not a condemnation. that's a, what do you call it, armchair quarterbacking. No, I mean a condemnation of Hitler as a man who had Erich Maria Remarque's sister's head cut off because her brother, Erich Maria Remarque, wrote Donald Trump's favorite book, which is All Quiet on the Western Front. Im Westen nicht Neues, in the West no news, the German title. A tremendous anti-war, pro-peace book written by a veteran of World War I, just like Adolf Hitler himself. Corporal Hitler was a veteran of World War I. But Erich Maria Remarque, a great man, came out of that war vowing it'll never happen again, if I have anything to say about it. Hitler came out with the opposite conclusion. We need to refight that war. This time we're going to win it. He didn't learn anything. So the my enthusiasm for Trump is wholehearted. And I disagree. Anybody out there who thinks, well, you know, I know better than Trump. You know, my little group or my little movement is better than Trump. We only have 200 members. We've never even won a dog catcher position. But we know better than Trump. No, you don't. No, you don't. Trump knows better. Trump won. You know, that's kind of important. His airplane got up in the air off the ground. It works. Yours never got off the ground. And so I want to fly in Trump's airplane. I feel a lot safer and a lot more happy in a plane that actually flies in the air, and that Trump's does. So Trump's moves vis-a-vis Israel, where he is, well, you know, one thing I want to play for you tonight, if we get a chance. I looked up this man that Trump was talking about yesterday. Let me go to the Trump Twitter account. And he was quoting this guy who does turns out he's a Jewish guy who was praising Donald Trump. And let me find it for you. I hope I can play that for you because it's really an incredible audio from this guy. His last name is it? Okay, I've forgotten his last name, but I'll go for that. Anyway, so I'm sketching out my basic thought from yesterday. And now let's go to the phones. Let's see if we have some people on the phone right now. We got Chris in Hawaii. Chris, thanks for calling, buddy. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you great.
Can you hear me?
Are you hearing me okay?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you fine. I was just wondering if it's okay with you if I could let out a few thoughts that's been going through my mind since that last call you had yesterday.
Wonderful. Thank you, Chris. Go ahead.
I just have to say the fact that anybody would call up your show and accuse you, me, my wife, my father, my entire family, 63 million Americans, treasonous for supporting our great president is asinine. I was fuming. Do those guys not understand that they'll be the downfall of the republic? Because they make good, solid pro-American folks like me get lumped in with these rabid national socialists.
Chris, you are, you're another, Chris, I'm reaching through the screen right now trying to hand you the microphone because you just said it better than I. I spent 5 minutes, you said it in about 12 seconds.
No, you do a great job too. It's just been on my mind since he called yesterday and I have to say these idiots like that, and they call quite a bit to your show and other shows, pro-Hitler stuff, and I have to admit, I love Republic Broadcasting and everything that John Stadtmiller does, but it's the reason that I can't recommend to my friends to listen to it, because there's so many pro-Hitler, neo-Nazi, KKK-supporting callers that call in and just let their anti-Semitism run wild. And so if I tell a friend at work, hey, why don't you check out this radio broadcast, they'll think I'm a Hitler lover. And so,
Chris,
you know,
Chris,
this is not a knock on the Republic Broadcasting.
No, it's not.
Okay.
You just gave John Stadtmiller. No, you just gave John Stadtmiller a huge compliment, which I second the compliment to John Stadtmiller. But Chris, you just said it even better in your last statement. Why didn't I think of what you just said? It's much more eloquent than what I said. You said, I can't recommend RBN to friends and coworkers because they're going to tune it in and they're going to hear some guy call in basically with a Zig Heil. And
yeah,
and that's here's what you've illustrated. Chris, you've made the entire case right there. That's what the white national socialist movement. This is why I left it. Okay, the white national. I never considered myself a national socialist, and I've hated Hitler since I first found out about him. But once I realized that the white nationalist movement was actually the white national socialist movement, I got out of there. Because what they do is exactly what you're describing. And these guys don't realize it. They're driving normal white people, like your friends and people at work, driving them away from organizing as white folks. And you just gave an example. They're driving them. They're driving good people away from something like RBN.
Yeah, exactly.
I hear you completely. How could you tell your boss, hey, boss, there's a great radio network I listen to all the time called RBN. You want to listen to it? Well, if he was going to hear people, you know, of the caliber, let's say, of Tucker Carlson, I won't use my show. I'm not good enough. But if they were going to hear people like Tucker Carlson, you'd have no qualms about telling friends, hey, come on, tune in to Tucker Carlson. It's a great show. In fact, tonight, I just told my daughter that she and I are going to watch Tucker Carlson every night, every night. And my 8-year-old, we're going to watch it. But you said it brilliantly. That's what white national socialism has done. It has a tiny, tiny group of people. And I'm telling you, there are only a couple thousand in the whole U.S., and I know most of them. All of the ones that are leaders, I know them all, okay? Some of them really well, okay? And I do not know. This was a moment of epiphany for me, of realization, when I realized I can't name, even though I know them all, I can't name one who ever in private conversation or even in private conversation has said, Kelso, Hitler sucks. I've never, none, zero. And I found myself the only guy. And I said, man, I don't belong here. I'm the only guy. Whereas all the normal people I know, all of them think Hitler sucks. Every one of them. So to those who are, you know, entertaining some fantasy that Hitler is cool, that's toxic to the Trump revolution. Go ahead, Chris. I'm getting tangled in my own words. You're more articulate. Why don't you talk?
Well, I just want to give a message to anybody listening right now that's possibly thinking that I'm a 39-year-old rube that doesn't know what I'm talking about and just have the wool pulled over my eyes and I've been sucking up the Mossad's propaganda my entire life. I just want to let them know I don't love the banking cartels. I don't love the Fed. And I'm not anti-Semitic. I mean, can we chew gum and walk at the same time? I mean, the Rothschilds hit the jackpot, sure, when they shorted the London Stock Exchange after the Battle of Waterloo, or actually before the Battle of Waterloo, and they sucked up all the money when they crashed at 90%, telling London that Wellington lost. Okay, I get it. And they're Jewish, and now banking cartels run the world. But does that mean I should hate Israel and, you know, want to give the land away to Palestine and want Ilhan Omar to be running our foreign policy because David Duke supports her now? I mean, I just don't get it. Where do we draw the line?
Well, by the way, Ed, Chris, thank you for saying that. It's very eloquent. The fact that David Duke, I used to run his office, okay, so I know what I'm talking about. The fact that he supports people like Ilhan Omar, okay, or Rashida Tlaib, I think that's great because that's great. In other words, I don't want people that support Hitler to in the next breath say, and I'm a big Trump supporter. That's toxic to Trump. So it's better
100%.
if people think Trump's a traitor because he supports Israel. Hey, that's great. That's great. And let them sign up with Tlaib and Omar and, that group, Pelosi.
Yeah, we don't want any neo-Nazis on this Trump train. That's the truth of it.
You got it, buddy. All right, Chris, I love you, brother. Please keep
calling. All
right,
thanks for letting me call in.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans where he got
back,
in a fight over a Cajun
and,
queen. And a
oh, boy, that was a great call from Chris. And the I'll return to his... excellent thoughts there. The let me play this clip that I was promising you or hoping I could get for you. I did find it. Here it is. This is in Donald Trump's Twitter feed or in his Twitter account, and he has this audio from a new name to me. His name is Wayne Allen Root. Lives in Nevada, Henderson, Nevada. Was born in Mount Vernon, New York, and. Let's listen to him. Let me hit refresh on this and see if I can start it up. Listen to what he has to say. This is the first time I'll listen all the way through.
Make sure you tell everybody that you are Jewish, because there's probably a million people watching tonight who have never watched the show in their entire lives, and they don't even know that you're Jewish commenting on Jews for Trump, and that you're the guy who founded the word Jexit. I brought that up a year ago, the word Jexit, an exit from the Democratic Party for the Jews. that we've got to get away from the Democrats because they're no good for us. They are just self-destructive. If you're Jewish, you're voting Democrat. You're voting against yourself. You're voting against Israel. You're voting against the American economy. You're voting for higher taxes and more regulations. You're voting to let millions of foreigners into the country who are going to take American jobs and raise our taxes and commit crimes, some of which could affect your children. Jews are the most family-oriented people in the world. Makes no sense. And when people ask me, then why did Jews vote Democrat? You know what my answer is? Because their grandfather voted Democrat, because their grandmother voted Democrat. Booby. They all call their grandma Booby because Booby voted Democrat. That's why. Anyway, I'm from two Jewish parents, four Jewish grandparents from Germany and Russia. Jewish as you get. I even went to Ancestry.com and sent my DNA in. And guess what they came back? 99.9% Eastern European Jewish. So I didn't even know that was a race per se, but I am 100% Jewish, 99.9% Jewish. They couldn't identify the other 0.1. So all I could tell you is I speak from the heart. I speak with passion. I speak with truth. I speak with honesty. I'm looking to help the Jewish people. I'm looking to help my beloved Israel. I'm looking to help my even more beloved America, because America is always number one for me. And Donald Trump's been great for Jews, for Israel, for America, for the middle class, for the U.S. economy, et cetera, et cetera. I wanted to make sure I got that in for all the millions of new people watching tonight who never watched before but got curious because they saw me on ABC Evening News tonight or saw me on CNN earlier today or saw me on MSNBC this morning. I'm sure right now Rachel Maddow is readying a massive attack against me. I don't know if she's this hour or the next hour, but Rachel Maddow hates me, and she's done 7-minute rants on her show against me in the past before I had a national TV show, national radio show, national newspaper column, and my new book coming out February 10th called Trump Rules. Before all that, Rachel Maddow hated my guts and wanted to destroy me, so I am certain that she'll have a lot to say tonight. Who cares? We don't care what any of you think. You all hate America. You're all bad for America. You're all evil. We know you lie. We know it's all fake news. We know you report only what you want to report. I could make 1,000 predictions and statements, and 996 could be the most amazing predictions in the history of the world and statements supported by the vast majority of America, but you'd find 4 where I was wrong, put them up on the screen and say Wayne Root's an idiot. That's how Democrats play the game. That's how they ruin you. That's what they tried to do to me today. Without mentioning that I speak, I don't know, 1 million words in books and 1 million words in articles and 1 million words a year on TV and radio, and they tried to grab a sentence here and a sentence there, take them out of context, and try to make me look bad. And that's what Democrats do to Trump. Every single day they use the same game plan with Wayne Allyn Root, and none of us are buying it. While you were attacking me, I had literally hundreds of congratulations texts and emails today. Everybody thinks I did great for the cause of Israel and America and Jews and Republicans. And our side doesn't listen to a word you say, and they don't care because they know you lie about everything.
So that's Wayne, new guy for me, Wayne Allyn Root. And he's the guy who said, he's obviously on fire for Trump. And an interesting thing is that 1 out of 3 Jews in 2016 voted for Donald Trump. 1 out of 3. That's a huge number, actually. And I look in 2020, I think guys like Wayne Allyn Root, not me, he's got a Jewish audience. And fellow Jews will listen to him. And I think, if I were Jewish, I'd go, you know what? That guy's right. And so... Jews will see it in their self-interest to get on the Trump train. And there you go. I thought I'd play that for you. That's really, I thought he was pretty powerful. That's a new name for me. And apparently he has a big show. Let's see here. Let's go to the president himself here. Let me go into his tweets. Let me go up to the top and I'll have something good for you. Right after this break, stay tuned.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like they should. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
But we're back, folks. Let's go back to our callers, Nancy in California and then Murr in Wisconsin. Nancy, you're on the air.
Hello there. I've got so many things. Hello?
Thanks for calling, Nancy. What's on your mind?
You're welcome. Well, there's a lot on my mind. I have watched a tour that David Cole did. He's Jewish. He wore his chalmika. He went to Auschwitz, and he punched holes all over in their allegations and their stories about gas chambers at Auschwitz. He talked with the curator. It's on film, and the curator admitted that there were no gas chambers, that they had that the communist Russians had come in when the war was over, and they had fabricated so-called gas chambers out of bomb shelters.
Nancy, I may surprise you in what I'm about to say. Everything you just said is correct. And I agree with you. I've agreed with you for years about that.
David Cole, a lot of war propaganda, something that really bothers me.
He was among many people who have, I think, conclusively proved there were no gas chambers at Auschwitz. Okay, but here's
where.
Let me finish my point, Nancy.
Here's where people
kind of suckered into the white nationalist movement by you take one fact, one contradiction or one lie in this case, that there were gas chambers at Auschwitz. There weren't. But you can't then jump from that. Here's the problem. I'll give you another David. You're familiar with David Irving, aren't you?
Yes, I admire him.
Yes, David Irving. I've organized events for David Irving. Okay.
And, what is going on with him?
I'm not up to date on him. But I don't do that anymore. But let me tell you this. At the last event of David Irving's that I attended in Fargo, North Dakota, David Irving sat there telling the small group of, you know, dedicated Hitler lovers who were there to listen to him, probably about 12 people. He went on and on for more than an hour talking about how many millions, plural, of Jews were executed by bullet, not by gas chamber, by bullet in Eastern Europe by the Einsatzgruppen, which was a special group of attached to every large German military unit on the Eastern Front. And he was very explicit. I'm not exaggerating or misstating anything. They were under direct orders of Heinrich Himmler, and they, who's right next to Hitler, and their orders were to execute as many Jews as they could. And here's the, and now get this, I'm quoting David Irving now, who is regarded as you just said you really admire him, okay? And among white nationalists, David Irving is considered the greatest historian in the world. But they don't listen to him, because I watched these 12 admirers of Hitler's around me listen as Irving said, the several million people were executed. We now know from now declassified British archives, which intercepted the German communications and had cracked their codes, that Himmler was receiving reports every week, every day, from his Einsatzgruppen commanders in Eastern Europe as to how many Jews they had executed recently. And then he started reading off the numbers, and he said, and then he read a sample report, this many thousands of men, this many thousands of women, and this many thousands of, get this, children. They were executing children with a bullet to the brain, and by the, he said, the reports that we have document, almost 2 million. So here's my point that I'm making for you.
He's gotten a lot of time here.
Here's my point. There were no gas chambers. There were no gas chambers in Auschwitz.
Wait a second.
I know I've been talking a long time. Nancy,
forever,
let me make my point. Hang on, Nancy. I know you don't like that last fact. It's from David Irving, not from me. I would have no idea of that fact. But here's the point. The fact that there were no gas chambers in Auschwitz, with which I agree. No, don't talk over me, Nancy, please. I'll let you talk in a second. Go ahead. You go ahead. You talk. Go ahead. I'll wait to make my point. Go ahead.
What about the Jewish communists that killed millions of Christians?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes, they did.
They're
the Bolsheviks, many of whom were Jewish, killed.
Hitler,
yes.
Not Stalin, not Lenin, not all those communist Jewish butchers.
Yes, but Nancy, let me tell you the fallacy that you're being drawn into. I'll go back to the Auschwitz thing, because we can't touch on every fallacy. The fact that no Jews were killed by gas chambers at Auschwitz does not translate into what white nationalists say, which is the Holocaust should be called the Hollow Hoax. The Hollow Hoax. It's a big hoax, folks. Because nobody was killed by gas chambers at Auschwitz. One of the guys who demonstrated, Nancy, let me tell you my qualifications to talk about this. Germar Rudolph, who's a German chemist, okay, is a friend of mine. Okay, I brought him to an event to speak to the largest white nationalist audience assembled in the last 20 years. It was only 425 people. But I'm the guy that got him to speak at that event. And he explained how the gas chambers at Auschwitz were indeed a hoax. But Germar Rudolph, for all of his brains, I'd like to talk to him, now and see what he thinks about the Einsatzgruppen. Because the fact that one thing is a hoax, okay, and that various groups, including Jews, lied about it, okay, lied like a rug about gas chambers at Auschwitz, there was a Holocaust. And David Irving is the guy who proclaims that with the actual cables to Himmler, reporting on how many thousands of children were executed by a bullet to the brain by German Einsatzgruppen in 1942.
become available? When was he aware of this?
It's been available for several years.
When in the historical, you know, this debate that it was waging, when did it become available? Was it through British records? Because the British are kowtow. I mean, they're buddies with Israel. That's why their monarchy has been.
But hang on, Nancy. You're squirming. Wait a minute, Nancy. You're not interested in the facts. You're already.
Here I am.
You're defending. No, wait. Hang on.
Facts. I want to bring up another fact. The fact.
Wait a minute. No, Nancy. I want to stick. Nancy. Hang on.
No,
we're not going
to
do scattershot.
One thing here, please.
Okay,
go ahead. If you question the Holocaust in France, in Canada, in Germany, in so many countries, you'll get sued, you'll get beat up, you'll pay the price. But here in America, when the Armenian genocide was coming before the Congress, guess who stood in the way and did not want a congressional recognition of the Armenian massacre? It was Abraham Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League.
Yeah, who's a creep? He's a creep. Yeah, but hang on, Nancy. Look at there's a logical fallacy that I'm trying to point out to you, and I don't mean to be harsh, okay? And that's this. If you cherry pick, Abe Foxman's a creep. I'll bet you Wayne Allyn Root would be the first guy to agree with that. He's also a liar. Okay, he's a congenital liar. I don't know if he's still alive, but he's a liar. He was. So, but that doesn't translate to You're making a leap, a logical leap here. Millions of Jews were executed intentionally by
millions
Hitler,
of Christians
by Hitler, by Himmler in World War II. So the Holocaust, it wasn't the way it's described by Abe Foxman, who lied about it, saying Auschwitz was, you know, they started with 6 million in gas chambers there, then they went to 4 million, then they went to 1 million, and that's, I think, they're about at 1 million now. Okay, that's a big lie, but that doesn't mean that this other thing, that the facts uncovered by David Irving of mass executions of Jews didn't happen. It really did happen.
I don't want to concentrate only on the Jews. I want to concentrate also on the Christians.
Okay. Now,
I want to concentrate on Stalin and Lenin. Okay. I want to concentrate on not just one aspect of history.
Okay, but now let me ask you this. Let me kind of just to clarify, because we're going to run out of time. And I love talking with you on this, because you're bringing up issues that many people have in common. So discussing this with you is enlightening to many people. But let me, and I, Nancy, you've made a lot of great calls to the show, and I appreciate you. I sense you're a big supporter of Trump, correct?
I voted for him. Yes.
Okay. And as we speak right now, are you a big supporter of his right now?
I'm concerned that he's supporting red gun laws.
Well, okay. So you're having your doubts about Trump right now.
No, I'm not concerned that he's supporting some bad legislation.
Well, okay. He hasn't supported
anything. I don't know what to think about that. What do you think about that?
Okay, I think Donald Trump is the best friend the Second Amendment has ever had in the White House. I think he has said it repeatedly in the last 30 days. At several rallies with 20,000 people there, he said, 12,000 people, he said, I will not let you down on the Second Amendment. He is rock solid on the Second Amendment.
I have a question for you.
What?
So you got me curious, because I know John has talked about you and your background and that we don't know who you are. And I'm surprised to hear that you worked in David Duke's office. I want to know more about you as a person. You intrigue me.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I did run David's office by myself, one man. It was a one-man office for several years.
For how long? And,
about 3 years.
And do you like him or do you not like him?
I haven't spoken with him in a couple of years. And I think he's done a great disservice to Donald Trump, who is really the savior of our country. He is the guy who is saving our bacon. David
how
has done a great disservice.
Disservice.
He's done a great disservice to Donald Trump by posing that he's a Trump supporter.
Oh, is he not a Trump supporter?
I could tell you too many stories on that question. No, he's not.
Mm-hmm. Well, he has really bent over backwards to serve Israel, hasn't he?
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's done
all he could for Israel. Yes, he has. And see, for you,
why has he done that?
That's the end of the world. But see, Nancy, here's the problem. For you, that just kills Donald Trump. Okay, But for the 63 million patriots who voted for Donald Trump, they also love Israel. And the people in the white nationalist movement, whose numbers
make America great.
The movement you're talking about is 5,000 people. It's 5,000 people, I assure you. And the national lamestream media has blown it up. Like anytime David Duke wants to get on TV, they rush him onto the TV screen. Okay? And anybody who supports Hitler, they rush him onto the TV screen. And if that person is willing to say, I support Donald Trump, they love it. Because they just it's just bingo, bingo, bingo. Here's a guy who loves Donald Trump, and then he also loves Adolf Hitler. Bingo. Okay? Millions or thousands of good people
well,
just
you know,
driven
people
away from
are
Donald
trolls,
Trump.
And I know the media, I hate the mainstream media. And who controls it?
Well, okay, that's a very good question, which I look forward to more calls from you, and we'll pick up each of these points. I could talk for you for hours on all of these points. But I want to get to a large point right here, this general point, and that's this. Is that Donald Trump's support of Israel is shared. It's important to win, Nancy. It's important that a patriot be president of the United States. And you cannot be president of the United States if you hate Israel. You can forget about it. It isn't going to happen.
I know. Amazing how much control they have.
No, that's not the point.
Everybody.
No. Oh, Nancy. Whoa, big misunderstanding. Nancy, whoa. We can't let that one just go by. Amazing how much control they have. No. It's 63 million non-Jewish patriots, Protestants, Catholics, evangelicals. No, Nancy, you don't get it. You're not paying attention in your neighborhood. Walk around your neighborhood, stop somebody and say, do you love Israel? Or do you support, do you think that those who bless the Jews will be blessed by God? Just ask anybody on the street in your neighborhood. You're going to be amazed.
Right.
They
That's
do.
Very true.
They do, Nancy. And Donald Trump shares the reason Donald Trump's getting elected and he's so popular and so successful and he's winning for you and for me and your family and mine is that Donald Trump reflects the thinking of scores of millions of American patriots. He thinks exactly as they do. And on top of that, he's a tremendous leader with incredible balls.
Children have married into that group.
His daughter married a Jewish guy. How much say does Donald Trump have in, and I'm not objecting to that, but Donald Trump didn't marry Jared Kushner. His daughter did. And he loves his daughter. He loves his daughter. Now, by the way,
power.
I'm sorry, what are you saying?
He put Jared Kushner in a position of power.
She's married to his daughter.
No, but what was he doing?
So what's he supposed to do? Tell Jared Kushner, you're not welcome? He's the father of Donald Trump's grandchildren.
He's not. That doesn't matter.
It matters to any grandfather.
Just because he married his daughter doesn't mean he all of a sudden has to have some government position.
Okay. Okay. Now that's a whole show. The Kushner show. We can do a whole show on Kushner. And I'm strong. Kushner is a liberal. I don't like Jared Kushner as a liberal.
Good. I'm happy to hear it.
He's a fuzzy headed liberal. Okay. Yeah. And I agree. He should not have his hands anywhere near. We elected Donald Trump, a right winger, a conservative, a patriot. Okay. We didn't, if we wanted to elect a liberal, we would have elected Hillary Clinton. And
right.
So I agree with you on that. But this is a, you know, you can't, you know, the effort to tar and feather Donald Trump because his daughter married a Jewish guy. Okay.
No, that doesn't fly.
It doesn't fly. Donald Trump didn't do anything wrong. And I'm not saying anybody did anything wrong. Go ahead.
Him changing the Capitol. It's him. He's given them everything they want.
No, but Nancy, more importantly, he's saved your country so far. We don't know what the outcome is going to be.
Very grateful
but
for
so
that.
Far, he's saved your country. Okay.
Yes.
And you're
he
listen,
does.
You're hung up. You're hung up in unless you're anti-Israel, unless you have nothing to do with Jews, you're a creep. And that's wrong. That's just plain out fat wrong. Donald Trump's best speechwriter, Stephen Miller, is from my hometown, Santa Monica. He's Jewish. He's incredible. He's an incredible patriot. Matt Drudge.
Yeah, they're not. I'm not saying every person that's from Israel or Jewish is going to be bad.
Well, and also, listen, Nancy, kind of like, you know, I'm a Protestant white, you know, Christian myself, okay? So is Elizabeth Warren a Protestant white Christian? Is she a creep? She sure is. She is
oh
a creep.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah. Is Nancy Pelosi, who's a Catholic, a white woman, is she a creep? Yes, she is. So there are creeps. There are Jewish creeps. There are Protestant creeps, Catholic creeps.
I thought Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein were both Jewish.
No, Pelosi's a Catholic. I don't know about her husband. I think Pelosi's a... I could be wrong, but that's a detail. The point is, there are creeks come in all varieties. Nancy, thanks for the call. And please call back again. I love this kind of conversation. We'll be right back, folks.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Hey, we don't give no lift to Big John here on this show, and he's on the phone right now. John in Missouri, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi, James. I had to go back to the archives. I didn't hear your show last night. That fellow don't seem to like you too much.
No, he wanted me off the air. And interestingly,
I know. I don't get it. I mean, doesn't he have an off button on his?
Oh yeah, that's always a good point. Well, but here's something. This is. I mean, maybe there's too much detail here for you folks that, you know, you couldn't care less about Adolf Hitler. And as I say, God bless you. You live in a lucky world. One of the techniques of people, Hitler fans, is that they believe in a couple of things. One of the reasons Hitler is the most hated man in history. He is. Name a rival. You know, Stalin is a rival for the most hated man in history. But Hitler is the most hated man in history. Our grandparents and our great-grandparents hated him more than, you know, most specifically right now, pertinent to America, they hated him more than any man. My dad, for instance, typical World War II veteran, Air Force pilot, risked his life a lot. Hitler believed in violence. There's no question. He was an incredibly a sociopathically violent person. Read up on something in 1934 called The Night of the Long Knives. Right after Hitler became Chancellor of Germany, after he had received 33% of the vote, he then became, rather trickily, the Chancellor of Germany. And then one of the first things he did was to send the SS out to kill a hit list of his people he wanted dead, which included his own priest, by the way. Try to remember his name. It'll come to me in a second. But he had a list of hundreds of people who, on the night of the Long Knives, found themselves bayoneted, shot, strangled, thrown into the forest. He just executed people en masse that were inconvenient to him. That is completely an anti-white, anti-Western, anti-European way of being. That is something suitable to a Mayan or an Aztec dictator. You kill people if you don't like them. That's also what Hitler did.
Nobody's naming their children or their sons Adolf. That's
well, but so my point is this: is that one of the things that fans of Hitler believe in is calling into shows and exerting, you know, like, you know, trying to get people pressured to expel them from groups, drive them out of groups, take over the groups. They're obsessed with power. I mean, commonly, not all of them, but they're commonly obsessed with power, which is obviously another trait of Hitler, psychological trait. Was he obsessed with power or was he obsessed with power? He was as power hungry as a person could be. And he was pathologically ready to kill people. So, you know,
James.
he's kind of earned his unpopularity. But John, I'm sorry to step all over your phone call.
All right.
If you get a chance, can you call in tomorrow night?
I'll try it. All right, James.
Thanks,
have a good
buddy.
Evening.
And apologies to Pat in Fort Worth, Richard in Austin, Murr in Wisconsin. We'll get you in the next show. Thanks. Thanks, everybody.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.